After each prayer, I will say, Lord, in your mercy, and we can all join in our homes with Hear Our Prayer. In the midst of the current darkness and confusion, let's pray to the Lord of all who has overcome and bids us to not be afraid. We start with the prayer from the Day of Prayer for our nation a few weeks ago. God, our rock and shield, we pray for our land and all nations and places in our world as many endure the effects of the illness COVID-19. For those who are ill, grant healing. For those who mourn the death of loved ones, bring comfort. For those who care for the sick, grant strength and endurance. For those who are isolated or whose livelihoods are threatened, give courage and hope. For all who take difficult decisions, from governments to health practitioners, give wisdom and compassion to accompany the knowledge and experience that they bring. Deliver us from this disease, we pray, and enable all nations and communities to grow in collaboration and unity as we face this challenge together. Grant a legacy of enduring common purpose in facing all that threatens our global common good. We pray in Jesus' name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, direct our nations in the ways of justice and of peace. Grant, guide and bless Elizabeth our Queen and give wisdom to all in authority. With rainbows appearing in many windows, we recall your promise to Noah that whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between you and me and all living creatures. May these drawings of rainbows remind us of your great mercy and create opportunities to talk to others about you. We pray for our government, asking that their decisions and actions in the current crisis will benefit all in society. Guide them as they seek to decide what steps they need to take after extending the lockdown. We ask that you would enable your church to be salt and light in our nation, bringing help and support as well as directing people to you as the only source of everlasting health. We especially pray for those key workers who trust and believe in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, direct every nation in the ways of justice and of peace. We look around the world and see that no country is escaping from the effects of the coronavirus, and we particularly pray for the country of Yemen, where the first case has recently been reported. As the Yemen faces the world's largest humanitarian crisis, with 24 million people struggling to survive on the brink of famine, with most having no access to clean water or sanitation, we pray for the leaders of all the factions in that country and ask that you would bring peace and unity so that the virus can be contained. We pray for the local and international organisations as their staff try to safely serve people who are already some of the world's most vulnerable. We ask that you would enable developed countries to recover as quickly as possible so they can provide medical help to Africa, Asia, South America as they face disaster. We thank you that the virus has not hit every single country at the same time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you looked upon the city of Jerusalem with compassion and tears. Look with mercy upon our diocese and help us to gladden many hearts with the good news of your love and grace as we seek to proclaim and live the gospel. We pray for the villages and towns where we live, asking that no one will ever be left alone with no one to help. We thank you for the local support networks and the national NHS volunteer scheme in place, asking that you would keep all those involved safe and healthy. As well as asking for protection for medical staff, we also bring before you all those still working, especially those we know, including supermarket and pharmacy workers, delivery drivers, fire and police officers, social workers, teachers, postmen and women, and refuse collectors. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind or spirit. We bring before you in a moment of silence any known to us who are suffering in any kind of way. We especially remember the bereaved family and friends of Margaret Chandler, Robin Waite, Trevor Rayler and Richard Perry, particularly praying for your grace, mercy and support for Lynn, Max and Annika. The eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Deuteronomy 33:27. Comfort and relieve them in their need, and we thank you that you are making all things new, and at the end of time there will be a new Jerusalem where there is no death, mourning, crying or pain. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. The special prayer of collect for today, the second Sunday of Easter. Almighty God, you have given your only Son to die for our sins and to rise again for our justification. Grant us so to put away the leaven of malice and wickedness, that we may always serve you in pureness of living and truth. Through the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And gathering our prayers and praise into one, we can pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us, as we say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.